Good evening and welcome everyone to the council meeting. I will now request my chaplain to open the meeting with a prayer, which also allows time for personal reflection before we start the business of the meeting.
Let us pray. O God, we offer this time and ourselves to serve the three towns united in purpose, if not in our views. Keep our eyes and hearts upon Torbay. I know that you as councillors face complex, critical and challenging decisions that will affect us all. You need our prayers and mine. I find it is a part of the work that makes us better equipped as we take our part in every great venture, even if prayer is not a part of your own life. It's a shield, a support, a wisdom raised for you, O Lord, by us. And so we raise our prayers now. Help us to shape decisions, tackling needs with scant resources, seeing hoped-for personal projects and party hopes placed in discussion this day. Lord, I pray with these councillors and members of the public for the prosperity of Torbay in a time of economic change, in a time where economics are not strong for a council wanting to do its best. O Lord, shape our decisions, our attitudes, for there is always more than getting council business done or proposals through. Here sits your authority and responsibility for Torbay's three towns, for its wards, its streets, its lanes, and homes and farms, schools, factories, fishing, roads, toilets, tourism, and life itself on the pavement and bus shelter. We thank you, men and women of Torbay, for your service. In a moment of silence, I invite you to offer God your prayers for the needs of this meeting and those that are follow as the budget takes shape. And the prayer that I say daily for you and for all of us here: sustain us, Lord, and protect us. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Nick. Please be seated. I would like to welcome Councillor Jane Barnby to the first council meeting since her by-election. Welcome, Jane. The purpose of this meeting is to deal with a number of major issues for the well-being of Torbay and best interests of the community. My role as Civic Mayor is to ensure that today's agenda is dealt with efficiently and to allow fairness throughout the discussions. As you are aware, the meeting is governed by strict procedures or standing orders. To make sure that the meeting is run fairly, I expect healthy discussion and respectful speeches by councillors, and I will not allow repetition. If members wish to make a point of order or personal explanation, I will allow the member who is speaking to finish their speech before I take these. Although standing orders allow individuals to be seated during their speeches, I would prefer, if whenever possible, councillors to stand when addressing the council so that you can be clearly seen and heard. Please note that the proceedings at the council meeting will be recorded. Therefore, please ensure that you use your microphone when addressing the meeting and that it is switched off when you are not using it. If members wish to leave the meeting before it is finished, please follow Standing Order A25.7 and give your apologies before you leave to me via the Head of Governance Support. We are not expecting any fire alarm testing today, but in the event of an evacuation, you will hear a recorded message requesting you to evacuate the building. Please leave by the nearest exit. The Riviera Centre staff will assist you. Once outside, please assemble in the Lifestyle Members car park opposite the main entrance. Please also ensure that your mobile phone and iPads are turned to silent. Apologies. Are there any apologies for absence?
Apologies for absence have been received from Councillor Ellery, Councillor Stockman and Councillor Sykes, and I've been advised that Councillor Hill will be arriving slightly late for this evening's meeting. I also have apologies from the Chief Executive.
I propose that the minutes of the meeting held on the 24th of October 2019 be signed as the correct record. Is there a seconder? Seconder. Have members any non-pecuniary or disclosable pecuniary interest in any of the matters on today's agenda? Councillor Loxton.
Non-pecuniary, agenda item 16.
Details, please.
Yes, I'm a council-appointed director on the Riviera International Conference Centre.
Councillor Thomas.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Declare a non-pecuniary interest on behalf of Councillor Ray Hill, who will be arriving late, as he is directly a director of the Riviera International Conference Centre, appointed in his own right and not from this council.
Would members please ensure that they also declare their interest before the relevant item is discussed and complete the interest form which is in front of you? Have officers any personal interest in any of the matters on today's agenda? I have the following announcements to make. I would like to thank all those that attended a civic Christmas carol service which was held on 22nd of December 2019. And there is a Holocaust memorial service arranged for 26th of January 2020 at 6:30 p.m. to be held at St. Paul's Church, Paignton. You are all invited to attend. Has the Leader of the Council any announcements that he wishes to make, which include an update on crossways to be given by the Cabinet Member for Economic Regeneration, Tourism and Housing on behalf of the Leader of the Council?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I will just pass immediately on to Councillor Long for his update to colleagues.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Colleagues are quite rightly interested in crossways and what progress is happening there, as it has been an eyesore for too long. Overview and scrutiny asked for an update to be made at the next full council, which is this one. As well as providing it now, I also provided a statement at Cabinet on Tuesday and have also emailed it direct to all councillors. In September, Council agreed unanimously to progress the acquisition of crossways either by negotiated purchase or via a compulsory purchase order. Officers advised me that work is progressing as expected. A meeting with the current owners has taken place, and a suggested way forward has been put to them. Concurrently, solicitors have been appointed and work has commenced on formal elements of a compulsory purchase order. In my email to colleagues, a detailed timeline on the compulsory purchase order progress was included. And obviously the timescale can be quicker if there is an agreement with the landlord rather than going through the legal process of the compulsory purchase order. A scoping meeting was held on Tuesday morning to finalise the council's aspirations for the Crossway site, and architects and engineers will be appointed to progress the design work and progress the planning application, as planning permission will need to be obtained alongside this process. In the interest of being inclusive, I've also asked for a briefing meeting for the ward councillors for the Crossways area, councillors Christine Carter and councillor Barbara Lewis, and this will provide an opportunity to be briefed and brought up to speed on the project and also to influence it. And I understand that the invite has already been sent out. So that's already gone. And so thank you, Madam Mayor, for allowing me to make this update. Thank you.
Okay. Has the overview and scrutiny coordinator any announcements that he wishes to make?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I need to thank colleagues for their attendance at the Priorities and Resources Review Panel, which is still ongoing, and to remind them that our next meeting on Wednesday will have the slightly later start time of 6 o'clock rather than 5 o'clock because of the Audit Committee that afternoon, and that we will have a following meeting on Thursday, a private meeting to conclude the process. So thank you very much for your attendance at that, and I look forward to what emerges next week. Thank you.
Thank you. I move to item six, members' questions. The questions and answers have been circulated and are noted as submitted. Members, these are available on your iPads under Late Reports Pack. I will ask for any supplementary questions. And for those members asking a supplementary question, it must arise directly out of the original question or the reply. May I remind members that supplementary questions shall not include a statement. I will be interrupting if I consider your supplementary question as a statement. Please note that there is a time limit of 1 minute to ask a supplementary question. The response time for each supplementary question is 3 minutes, and the overall maximum time for members' questions is 30 minutes. I refer to question one in respect of the practical outcomes of the administration's declared climate emergency. Councillor Kennedy, do you have a supplementary question?
No, I don't. Thank you.
Thank you. I refer to question two in respect of the Town and Parish Council consultation. Councillor David Thomas, do you have a supplementary question?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. No further questions.
I refer to question three in respect of parking enforcement on Ilsham Road, Wellswood. Councillor O'Dwyer, do you have a supplementary question?
Thank you, I do not.
I refer to question four in respect of compliance reports, certificates or legal requirements relating to council properties. Councillor O'Dwyer, do you have a supplementary question?
Thank you very much. I do actually on this one. I'll stand up, but it's actually a technical question. The report on the mod.gov differs substantially from the one in paper in front of us. Can I just understand why they're different answers that I've got? I've got two completely different answers. So it's not really a question for anyone else.
Shall I just deal with this one? So on my way here, I was contacted to advise that there had been an error in sending out an early version of it, and we were asked whether it could be updated on the iPads. So clearly that was after they had been printed, so the iPad, one on your iPad, is the correct version.
Thank you very much. In that case, I do have a question. The one on the iPad says that there are something, there is certainly one item outstanding, and it's going to be done on the 20th. This leads me to think that if there's one thing outstanding, there might be others outstanding. So that was really the question. Can you just check that there is only one thing outstanding, and that's to do with asbestos?
Councillor Carter, please provide the response.
I will check out to see if that is the only one outstanding. But I would also say that as you are a director on the TDA, you could ask these questions yourself to the officers and get the replies directly rather than coming through a council meeting.
Okay, please. I refer to question 5 in respect of litter bins on the promenade at Broadsands Beach. Councillor Kennedy, do you have a supplementary question?
I do, Madam Mayor, thank you. I think there's been a misunderstanding of my emails and the question, because I did not ask for additional bins, only that 3 bins that are already there in the summer actually remain. I don't believe that 0 bins in an area of heavy footfall in winter is considered to be sufficient, so I would please ask that this is looked at again in light of there not being any cost to the council. Thank you.
Councillor Moreg, please provide a response.
Thank you, Chair. As I said at the overview and scrutiny on Wednesday or whenever it was, I understand the concerns you have, and this will be kept under review, especially when we take over the services currently provided by Tor 2. There may be savings, we'll see. We'll keep the whole thing under review.
I refer to question 6 in respect of an update on pavements that could be in breach of the Qualities Act. Councillor O'Dwyer, do you have a supplementary question?
I do again, thank you very much. Just that stating that the case of the benefits of removing trees shows me that an individual may not have been out and actually had a look at other options that are available for some of these sites. Could I please ask Councillor Murray to go out and personally look at these sites to establish, could you actually get someone who was disabled or had a pram past some of these trees, or the other options that are available? Thank you.
Councillor Mori, please provide a response.
Thank you, Chair. May I say to Councillor Dwyer, yes, just for you, I'll go out and view the issues. If you can give me any other issues, then I'll go and look myself. I must admit, I'll hold my hand up. I haven't done so yet, but I'll do so in the future.
I move to item 7, proposed council tax support scheme 2020-21. Please refer to page 15 and the cabinet's record of decision circulated earlier today, page 113 of supplement pack 1. Can Councillor Carter please put her motion to the council?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Annually, the local authority have to review their local scheme for the council tax support scheme. We've had to pause the implementation of the new banded scheme that we discussed before, and that will be postponed now until April 2021. And if you refer to your papers on 2.4, that explains the reason why we've had to put that on hold at the moment. The final scheme will need to be approved by the 11th of March 2020 for operation for the 1st of April this year. So this recommendation is based on the current scheme with no changes other than standard yearly uprating of personal allowances and premiums. Therefore, the recommendation from the Cabinet is 3.1, that the personal allowances and premiums used to calculate council tax support are uprated from the 1st of April 2020 in line with the prescribed pensioners scheme and the National Working Age Benefits, which are both set by the government, and 3.2, that the Chief Finance Officer be given delegated authority in consultation with the Cabinet and the Executive Lead for Customer Services to make any further adjustments required to the Exceptional Hardship Policy and Fund. Thank you.
Is there a seconder? Councillor Cowell.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I rise to second this proposal and reserve my right. Not that I can imagine there'd be any debate.
I now invite debate. Councillor Thomas, David Thomas.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The Conservative Group support this application and have nothing further to add.
Any further debate? Anyone else wish to speak?
Councillor Cowell, you reserved your right.
Councillor Cowell, you reserved your right.
Councillor Carter.
Councillor Carter, do you wish to... I move to the vote. All those in favour?
Unanimous.
Unanimous. I move to item 8, Council Tax Base 2020-21. Please refer to page 28. Can Councillor Cowell please put his motion to the Council?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This is something of a technical legal requirement that we have to set our council tax base by the end of January, i.e. January the 31st, thereby enabling Torbay as the lead authority to issue that information to our precepting authorities such as Brixham Town Council, the police and the fire service. Just for a couple points of noting, the report actually indicates a small growth in the number of properties in Torbay of 1.25%, representing either new homes, which wouldn't be a surprise considering the number that have been built around Paignton in particular, or indeed conversions of existing properties. I think the most significant element of this proposal is that we are proposing that the council tax for long-term empty properties, i.e. of 5 years or more, will rise from 100% levy to 200% in the next financial year. And we will go further in 2021 with this proposal that properties that are empty for 10 years or more will actually rise to 300%. This, we would hope, would actually help encourage people to bring their homes and suitable properties back to positive benefit and to allow people to actually live in them and take some of the pressure off some of our housing issues that we have in the Bay. So I'm quite happy to move the recommendations on page 28 to 2.1, 2.2, 2.3 and 2.4. I so move. Oh, and 2.5. Prompt. Thank you.
Is there a seconder?
I rise to second and reserve my right to speak, Madam Mayor.
I now invite debate. Councillor Thomas.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The Conservative Group will support this and we have nothing further to add.
Is there anyone, any other further debate?
Councillor Darling.
You
reserved your right.
You reserved your right, no? Councillor Cowell. Move to the vote. All those in favour?
Unanimous.
Unanimous vote. I move to item 9, Community Governance Review of Torbay. Outcome of second stage consultation and final recommendations. Please refer to page 34 and the Cabinet's record of decisions circulated earlier today. Page 115 of Supplement Pack 1. Can Councillor Carter please put her motion to the Council?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm just, my thing's a bit slow, I think. Picking things up, it's not giving me what I want at the moment. I'll have to come back to that. Right. Oh, thank you. Right, following on from our community governance review launched on the 14th of January and its second round of consultation on the 2nd of September to the 25th of October, which was for more outreaching, far more outreaching than the first consultation. And we reached out to people through roadshows, and by postcards that were pointing people in the direction of the website. And we gave them out in streets and in places where people could pick the leaflets up or pick up the postcards. So this finished on the 25th of October. We also advertised it out on social media. And the final report is in this report that we've got now, so you can see the outcomes of all of that consultation. And the draft recommendation within this report shows that the town council should not be pursued. So as we're a listening partnership and we're following the view of the local residents and are therefore putting forward to the council the following recommendations, with the amendment to 2.2 of C, that's an added one that we added at the cabinet, that unless the community strongly calls for the establishment of further town councils, there shall be no further community governance reviews during this term of office. So I'd like to move 2.1, 2.2, A, B and C, 2.3 and 2.4.
Is there a seconder? Councillor Mori.
Can you use your microphone, please? Because otherwise it's not recorded.
Can you please use your microphone, otherwise it's not recorded? Thank you.
I shall say it again. Yes, Chairman, I'd like to propose seconding this motion and reserve my right if required.
Could you also stand when you speak, please? In future. I now invite debate. Does anyone else wish to? Oh, Councillor David Thomas.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The Conservative Group agree with the proposal and the recommendations, and we will be supporting it.
Does anyone else wish to speak? Councillor
Morey? No, Madam Chair.
Oh dear. Councillor Carter?
No, I just suggest go to the vote.
I move to the vote. All those in favour? Unanimous. I move to item 10, Heart of the South West Joint Committee, Governance Review Report. Please refer to page 77. Can Councillor Steve Darling please put his motion to the Council?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. And I would suggest that the motion, that the recommendation before us is effectively just good housekeeping that we're looking at. To give you members, because it took me a little bit to get my head around this when I first got involved with the LEP and the Joint Committee and their roles and so forth, is that the LEP itself is the cockpit. The Joint Committee is the opportunity for lots of partners to come together and thrash out the direction of travel, and then the LEP is potentially the delivery vehicle. There's opportunities for us to engage. You know, the key purpose of you know, what the LEP is all about is improving productivity in the heart of the southwest of England. You know, there are opportunities where we've had debates around that, whether it's housing, highways, or coastal communities, or in more recent times we've had the Brexit debate and that coming down the line, and making sure that we've got a clear line in respect of that. So So as far as some of the couple of key tweaks that what we're looking at here is that it's referring to the local industrial strategy that's actually been put to bed over recent months, so it's alluding to that in the documentation. And then also it's giving a flagging up to us about the financial situation. And then finally, it's appointing Somerset County Council as the administering authority. I hope that this will receive support this evening. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Is there a seconder? Councillor Carroll.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I rise to second this motion and reserve my right, but again, it's something of a housekeeping and a technical tidying up exercise.
I now invite debate. Councillor David Thomas.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The Conservative Group agree with the Governance Review Report from the South West Joint Committee and will be supporting this item.
Does anyone else wish to speak? Councillor Carroll, you reserved your right.
No, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Darling.
Happy to go to the vote, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Darling, switch your mic. Thank you. I move to the vote. All those in favour? Unanimous. I move to item 11, Heart of the South West Local Enterprise Partnership Joint Scrutiny Committee, revised terms of reference. Please refer to page 86. Can Councillor Steve Darling please put his motion to the Council?
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and I will simply say that the recommendation is there before us. It is even simpler tweaks than what we had before us on the previous item. I hope that this will receive a similar level of support as the previous item. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Is there a seconder?
I rise to second, Madam Mayor, and would reserve my right, but thank you.
I now invite debate. Councillor David Thomas.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Likewise, on this item, we agree and we have no issues.
Does anyone else wish to speak? Councillor Carroll?
No, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Darling?
Happy to go to the vote.
I move to the vote. All those in favour? I move to item 12, review of political balance. Please refer to page 106, which was circulated earlier today, and partnership motions published this afternoon. Can Councillor Steve Darling please put his motion to the Council?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And as colleagues will be alive to, we now have Councillor Jane Barmby joining our team on Torbay Council. So therefore, clearly there have had to be changes. We circulated an amendment to the original proposals that is now before us, and where we, as far as the particular working party, the crucial thing is the working party that is being offered up to the Conservatives by the partnership has changed from the air show to the working party in respect of assets as far as the Harbour Committee is concerned. I therefore put this somewhat straightforward document to the Council for debate.
Is there a seconder?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I rise to second and reserve my right.
I now invite debate. Councillor David Thomas.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Conservative Group do not agree with the item that's before us. We feel a little let down in as much as there was a previous decision, an agreement, but we will be voting against this item.
Does anyone else wish to speak? Councillor Cowell.
Just to say it's disappointing that the members opposite are feel let down, but the partnership are working together and would continue to work as a chamber amongst all 36 members, but hopefully all members of the partnership will be supporting the proposals laid out before us tonight. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Steve Darling.
Thank you. I hear Councillor Thomas, and I would suggest that we go to the vote. Thank you.
I move to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? Motion is carried. I move to item 13, statutory officer appointment. Please refer to the agenda front cover, page 3. Can Councillor Carter please put her motion to the council?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So I put my motion of that we put Nancy Meehan as the Interim Director of Children's Services.
Is there a seconder?
I rise to second, Madam Mayor. I'm very happy to actually second Nancy's appointment as Interim Director of Children's Services from the 13th of January 2020. Since joining us last August as Interim Director of Safeguarding, Nancy has brought a renewed sense of pace, focus and direction to our children's social care. She has been at the helm of a thorough and in-depth review of our service and brings with her a wealth of best practice and experience. Nancy is highly spoken of by other professionals and colleagues in partner agencies and has an impressive record of working with and turning around local authorities that are experiencing problems, such as Tower Hamlets, Jersey and Rotherham, previous authorities which have benefited from Nancy's experience. I feel very strongly that with this appointment, our children's social care services will have the drive and direction that is needed to bring about the improvements in our service that are required and to make sure that all our children and young people are safe and happy and that our families are well provided for through the provision of good children's social care services. And I hope you'll all support this appointment. Thank you.
I will now invite debate. Councillor David Thomas.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Conservative Group do, of course, agree with the appointment of Nancy Meehan into the Interim Director of Children's Services. We will support this.
Councillor Steve Darling.
Thank you. I just felt it appropriate as leader of the local authority that I ought to talk positively as well at this point. Councillor Law has said an awful lot of coverage on this, but Nancy is a force of nature. She is an inspirational leader. She has an outstanding network that it can only support us. And I think that clearly through the Improvement Board and through Children's Services and the influence with partners at this stage, that there is significant optimism and a clear way forward for Children's Services. As we're speaking at the moment, the inspectors from Ofsted who are conducting a monitoring visit over the last couple of days will be feeding back, and I'm optimistic about the outcomes of that, and I'm also optimistic about our opportunities of appointing a permanent Director of Children's Services. So we're not spreading Nancy too thinly, which is my fear at the moment. But I really do welcome this.
Does anyone else wish to speak? Councillor Carter.
I'm happy to move to the vote.
I move to the vote. All those in favour? Unanimous. I move to item 14, Standing Order D11, in relation to overview and scrutiny, call-in and urgency. Please refer to page 92. This report is for noting and no vote is necessary. Can Councillor Steve Darling please put his motion to the Council to exclude the press and the public?
Yes, I would like to propose that we move into part two, as there are items of a commercially sensitive nature that require appropriate debate. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Is there a seconder? Councillor Long?
I'm just pressing my button, Madam Mayor. Yes, I'd like to rise to second and reserve my right. Thank you.
We just move to the vote now. I move to the vote. All those in favour? Unanimous. Please can the press and public leave the meeting. Would the sound engineers please stop the recording of the meeting? Leave the meeting for this item. Using social media, for example, Twitter, during discussion of this exempt item.